It's the tale of the chisel. Yes, Beau James spoke about the chisel to me on Twitter, or X, as it's now called. That name change is not really taken, has it? Anyway, he told me about the chisel, which was used a while ago, a long time ago, by Ron Wright. Was he called Ron Wright? I think he was. I think so. Ron and Don Wright were the two wrestlers, and rough men who made a chisel. It was really a sort of brass nux, but really not brass. It was sort of in cloth, but with a piece of razor in it. And that was used to bloody the head of Lord Morphy Costigan. No, Lord Murphy Costigan. And we saw that last week. So that's what he explained that today, actually. He had to get another one. Had to make another one, did Beau James. And he had to have it made in the machine shop. Blimey. Yeah, it's a brass nux. Or rather nux, anyway, with a blade in it. It's really horrible, actually. Yeah. Anyway. Quite a lot of the matches this week are in progress. Ice Brent versus Alex Adkins, in progress. And Adkins flying clothesline, sweet swanton for the pin. It didn't go long and it didn't go particularly good either. Trey Chaos is out afterwards to attack Adkins, but Adkins fights him off, jawbreaker. Trey's then interviewed and they will meet the number one contender at April Aggression. April Aggression, be there, as Bo would tell us. Now, we've got Wayne Adkins and Beau James. He's fighting. And CJ Knight. He's the young Tyrone. Versus the faction, which is Jeff Connolly and Jeff Baker. And Lawrence, who's huge, as we know. We join it in progress, as we did the other match. And we see Connolly dragging Knight back to the corner. They do then work on his leg, which is rather good. Shinbreaker. And he unties his boot. They don't really do anything. The commentary is saying, well, what are they going to do with this? Tie his boot together, maybe. It's strange. They tie his leg round the post at one point, so I suppose that's something they do. It's not great, you know. Lawrence then just comes in with his meat and potatoes. Really good attack. Smacks the knee into the mat. There's a desperation in Zaguri, because you can't just do the go between the legs to get the hot tag. You have to do something that's a big move, like an Inzaguri. So, yes, the faction just grab him and pull him away from the corner so he can't pin. They stop the tag from... Not pin, tag. They stop the tag from happening. Yes. Then there's a hot tag to Adkins. Of course there's going to be one. He deals with them all. James has to go to the eyes. Beau hits a double noggin knocker. A sleeper. Then there's a low blow. And it really... it hit both the twig and the berries with that. It's a low blow to Beau James, who fell, you know, he falls like a felled tree, which is quite right. And it's in front of the ref, who doesn't seem to care. Now, they haven't said this is no DQ, so I would expect there to be a DQ, wouldn't you? A DQ. After all, he did do it right in front of him. So the match continues. Lawrence and Adkins brawl to the back, and then the faction attack CJ Knight's knee. And then we've got Bobo coming in, who's I saw him last week, and he's getting hammered. There's a punch from Beau James, and James and Knight get a sudden pin. I don't see where it came from, but there you go. Now, Beau James is trying not to wrestle, but it's difficult not to because people are challenging him, like Jeff Baker. He accepts that challenge. And then Costigan, he says that Costigan tried to put him out with ether. That's Lord Murphy Costigan. And he says that when I put people out with ether, you know, an ether-soaked rag, they didn't come back. Is he insinuating that they were somehow completely incapacitated or maybe left this mortal coil? I don't think so. I think it's just to do with not coming back to the promotion, really. And then we get the chisel. Yeah, the chisel. Yes, it's all about the chisel this week. We then see Costigan versus Clay in progress. When the chisel was used, of course, there's a ref bump. It's in progress. Yes, you guessed that, didn't you? In progress yet again. Now, we get Connolly out to help Costigan. There's a kid shouting, standing up and shouting, he's doing it, he's helping him. Connolly hands him something. They think it's a chain. Then we get Beau James is in, who hands Clay the chisel. Chisel, yes, the chisel. And then there's he's bloodied, it's Costigan. We saw it last week with a a plaster over his head. Here, they've got a big black circle over his face. And he's moving about quite a lot, so the circle's jiggling about. It's not ideal. And then we see Costigan interviewed from last week. It was a very good promo because he's very good on the stick. Well, I quite like this episode of Southern States Wrestling. You've got the chisel. And a lot of matches were in progress, so they were able to get a few matches in the half hour. It's not great yet, but maybe in coming weeks, I'll start to like it even more. And I'll continue watching because I'm a bit obsessed with wrestling, aren't I? Ta-ta.